Good evening. The time is now 5:05. The Warwick Finance Committee is now in session. If I may have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on August 21st.
So moved.
I have a motion, I have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. For the record, Council Pro Tem, Councilwoman Donna Travis will be filling in for Councilman Vinnie Gebhardt, and I can attest she was present during our last committee meeting. One moment, please. I'm going to move for reconsideration of the vote for the acceptance of the minutes on August 21st. I will make a motion, oh, thank you. I make a motion that we accept the minutes, seconded by Councilman Foley. Councilman Foley, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all. Next is PCR 96-23. This is bid 2024-091, Oakland Beach Playground Splash Pad and Storm Water Improvements. Good evening. How are you, Mr. Director?
Good evening. Bill Facenti, Community Development Office. Tonight, I'm asking the council award a contract to Lucina Brothers Construction of Windsocket in the amount of $1,710,900 for the construction of the Oakland Beach Splash Pad Playground and Stormwater Improvements. This is fully funded by Community Development Block Grant and state grants. There's no city general fund in this project.
Thank you, Director. I will refer to Councilwoman Travis, as this is her ward.
Yes, this is a long time we've been planning, and we've been waiting for different things, ran into a lot of different little issues, but we're looking forward to going forward with it, and it's going to be really nice when it's done.
Thank you. Are there any other questions for members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Hi, Director.
Hello.
Bill, these codes that are going to be charged for this.
Yes.
What are those codes?
They are community, the first three are Community Development Block Grant codes, and the last one is the Community Development Pass-Through State Grant Account.
Okay. And I assume that Lucina, I assume they attended the mandatory pre-bid conference?
Yes, they did.
And in item A and B, those two items, removal of unsatisfactory soil, item B, rock excavation and replacement. One is $125, the other is $750.
Yep.
Per what? Per what quantity?
Cubic yard.
Per cubic yard.
And those numbers are only if there's something above and beyond what was included in the base bid. These are line item pricing, so if something happens, we know what they're going to charge us for that particular item.
So the basic bid was, were there line items for, I'm assuming that in this bid was the anticipation that there would be some soil that had to be removed, and there's going to be some excavation and rocks, et cetera?
Yeah, there was a base bid, lump sum base bid that included excavation of the existing, there's a boardwalk that used to go up towards Iggy's. There's full 6-foot foundation, there are three walls. It included that, it included all excavation and bringing in soil. This is if it's above and beyond what was in the base bid.
In the base bid, removal of unsatisfactory soil, did they bid just a flat number, or did they bid X dollars and cents per cubic yard?
There was no line item for removal of soil. The bid was to demo what is there and construct the splash pad and the playground and the stormwater improvements. And with that, it included bringing in soil, sand for the dunes, the dune restoration, removing soil from in front of top of the bay where the stormwater improvements are going. So it was all included, the design. So if the engineer, if the contractor feels that it was not included, the work is a change order, then the engineer and myself and the office would have to agree on that. So it was a lump sum bid for all work included.
Well, that's what my concern is, because obviously you know I'm somewhat familiar with construction.
Yep.
And I have seen time and time again when things like this come up, you can eat up some serious money real quick when you're talking about $750 a cubic yard.
Mm-hmm.
So where there's a $200,000 difference between this bidder and low bidder, actually $280,000, that can be eaten up real quick at $750 a cubic yard. So that's why I always have a concern.
Right.
Because you have no way of knowing, nor does anyone else, you have no way of knowing, A, how many cubic yards did they anticipate in the bid? And more importantly, what were they bidding per cubic yard? And that's always a big concern, because that is one of your major change orders that can really cost some significant amounts of money.
We've worked with this contractor on two other jobs, and they've been extremely cooperative in their pricing and their change orders. They're the ones that built Clegg Field Playground recently. Okay.
And in the alternates, C, D, E, and F, what are those alternates? What does that mean? Is this something that is going to happen? Is that a deduct? Is that going to be an add-on? Or it's, so right now it's saying a deduct.
Right. So how the bid was designed and bid out, we had no way of knowing how much the bid was going to come in at. So those items, A through F, were either adds or deducts. If we had enough money and we wanted to add, for example, Lucina to do the dune plantings of $83,000, if we had the funds, we could. If we wanted to add the steel structure above, we could add that. These were separate line items on top of the base bid. We didn't select or deduct anything. We didn't select to add anything, and we didn't select to deduct anything. So it was basically just a cover to see if we had enough money to do the work as the grant envisioned.
So in this $1,710,000, if you choose to do the dune plantings, that would be an additional $83,700?
If we went with Lucina, yeah, but we're not.
Okay.
Next meeting, we're going to come before you for a bid from Save the Bay, considerably less than that.
And on the deducts, are those deducts, will they be coming off of the $1,007,000? They won't.
Nope. The playground equipment, all the playground equipment and the site furnishings, benches, trash cans, tables, those will all be included.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Are there any further questions, comments from members of the council? Nope. Questions, comments from members of the public? Please.
So, Ann Sheridan, quick question. I noticed in here there is an ADA.
Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am. If you don't mind, two things. If you wouldn't mind identifying yourself and then speak into the microphone towards the committee. Thank you.
Ann Sheridan.
Thank you.
And there is a comment about an ADA compliant table. Was there any other ADA compliant things in this package that are not identified?
Thank you. Director?
So, according to federal law, anything that's used as federal funds has to be ADA compliant. What the ADA table is, there are four seats, and then there's one empty space for a wheelchair. Everything that we're building is ADA compliant. There'll be access for wheelchairs, the surface will be ADA compliant, splash pad, playground, everything is ADA compliant.
Thank you. So this is just one extra piece of equipment.
Correct.
One extra thing.
Some people think that tables, because you can wheel up to a table,
right,
but you're still far enough back. This will have a space specifically for the wheelchair to fit next to the people.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any further questions, comments for members of the public? Thank you, Director. Next item is bid 2024-125, purchase bulk road salt. Ma'am, if you could just identify yourself and your title.
Christy Moretti, Business Manager, Public Works.
Thank you.
Figured I'd come back. Public Works is requesting to award the bid for the purchase of road salt to Mid-American Salt in the amount of $150,000 for a one-year period, 10/29/23 to 10/28/24.
Thank you. And this also is the product that will be protected now by that brand new cover in DPW yard, so it'll have a longer shelf life, if you will, or ground life.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Christy, I know recently you've been requesting several vendors for various things, and I'm wondering why you haven't added Eastern Salt on here as a backup, particularly with salt and the need that we could very well have for it. And with that said, if you would consider adding Eastern Salt on as a backup.
We don't feel that there's a need to add more than one vendor at this time. The salt piles in Providence are huge right now, and we are always well prepared, especially for the winter when we know there's a storm coming. We make sure that we have everything we need. So I think we think that we'll be fine with the lowest bidder for this product.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Next is bid 2024-124, traffic street and pole light maintenance.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. We are requesting to award this bid to Arden Engineering Constructors for the traffic street and pole light maintenance. So that includes the decorative poles, the traffic signals that are owned by the City of Warwick, as well as the streetlights that we now maintain. The cap is $60,000 for 1 year.
Thank you, Christy. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening, Council President.
Just a statement on this. This is a very important thing. I know that it comes up frequently, but I mean, we get calls as council people all the time when the street lights are off, especially in front of people's houses. People have all different hours of working and stuff like that. So this is good. And the new light and program and stuff like that, it seems to be working pretty well. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any further comments, questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Christy, in the bid from Arden Engineering, they have what they plugged in was no bid for overtime. So is that supposed to indicate to us that there will be no overtime?
I wouldn't say that there would be no overtime. I mean, that would only happen in an emergency type situation. Say somebody took down the light at Mean and Buttonwoods and we needed to get it back up. But typically, no, we don't have overtime. A lot of majority of the stuff that we do can be done during regular hours.
So if there is overtime, how do you know what they're going to charge you for an overtime rate when they didn't bother to put a bid in?
Well, in that case, we would just have to Like I said, we don't typically, for the overtime, I'm sorry, I'm just, it's been a while since I looked at this one.
There's, I don't know, there's right. four, seven, there's 11 items where
so,
they haven't indicated a dollar and cents.
So for no, I'm sorry, for no bid on the overtime, then they would charge us the $95 per hour. That's what we would accept as an hourly rate.
Okay, so telling us that anytime if there is any overtime from Auden Engineering that's required, that the city will not be paying any more than $95 an hour, regardless of what they invoice you for.
Correct.
Okay, that's duly noted. The other questions I have regarding this POTS list, who sends out the POTS list? And I know you've been here for a long time, Christy, actually a lot longer than I have, and you know the history for requiring the POTS list to be sent out. That's certainly a very important item in order to analyze who in fact is the lowest bid, because that can, those prices can vary significantly, which is why we put that up, I don't know, about 10 years ago, looking for a POTS list to be sent out to vendors for tires and auto POTS, and in this case, lighting. Who sends out the POTS list?
It's part of the bid package that's advertised. So the bid's prepared by the department, it's advertised by purchasing, and it's part of the bid package.
And who puts together this POTS list that all the vendors are supposed to be bidding on?
The department does.
The department does. In this particular bid, we have three different vendors with three different POTS lists. So how does that happen? And why didn't they all get the same list of 20 to 25 different POTS?
I'm sorry, excuse me. On this one, we the way it goes out is this is blank. They have to fill it in with 20 items for us to evaluate.
So how do you know if one bidder is better than the other when there's very few items between the three of these that are the same thing?
Primarily, we go by the hourly rate only because a lot of times it's an electrical issue that needs to be fixed, not necessarily a component of. So the hourly rate weighs a little more heavily than the parts list that they submit. While we still consider that, it's the labor is more the cost of any repairs that we might have.
Well, there's one pot on here, a traffic controller in Cabernet, I guess the word is, for $15,000. I think that's a pretty significant number. And you have no way of knowing who's giving you the better price on these pots, because three different companies give you their own list. They make up their own list, put down what they feel is the thing that we're going to buy, and they offer you a discount and a net price. That just doesn't make sense to me. Because if you're looking to get the most competitive bid, I agree with you, labor is probably the larger portion of the bill, but some of these pots are very expensive, $3,500. $15,000. You're talking some big numbers, and neither you or now us have any idea who is more competitive on those pots. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I think the process should continue where the department provides the list of pots that you use, not that they want to have or they feel like you may or may not use, that you know, because nobody knows better than you what these pots are that you use. That's the only way you're going to get competitive pricing. So I don't know why this one was done this way, but obviously it was. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Christy. Next is bid 2024-051, computer hardware and related equipment. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Phil Carlucci, IT Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 612 to amend bid 2024-051, which expires June 30th of 2024, increasing the spending authority by $52,022.26. This will bring the total of this bid to $102,022.26. The request is adding in a separately budgeted line item that uses the same purchasing channels as our standard computer purchases. And just as a reminder, because of the peculiarities of technology, we have an approved list of vendors that are off of the state bid that when we purchase any computer equipment, once we've determined what it is exactly that we need, we send it out to a number of them, we get the quotes back from those vendors, and we pick the lowest one and attach it all to the purchasing. The wireless network that we all seem to enjoy in every single one of the buildings for the city is for the most part about over seven years old. It's comprised of two basic pieces. One is the major controller that sits in the data center, is connected to the network, and then all the access points like the one up front there that you see at the different buildings. Our intention this year was to replace the back end and just use the same access points. But when we went there to the vendor and said, this is what we'd like to do, they said, your access points are no longer supported. They won't work with the new controller. So you'd have to replace at least 80 of those devices. So we added everything up and it was well over $100,000. They did offer up to us an option to do what everyone seems to be doing today in technology, and that's offering a subscription or as a service basis. So basically they would give us new access points, they would give us a new controller, and we would, in essence, rent them for 3 years for the price listed on the request here. When I did the math on it, seeing how these things don't last much more than 5 years, maybe six, if you add up the $48,000 listed here for 3 years, you can get 6 years for the same price it would cost to replace it. You're going to replace it in another 6 years. So in essence, it works out that we'd actually be saving a couple thousand dollars. But more so, it allows us to use some ARPA funding now to be able to replace all of the access points and get it up to date. I have a listing. I won't bore you with all the details that's listed here. The basic components are the service for 3 years, the mounting brackets, and the installation services. These are all not to exceed numbers. Although we got a quote from one of our vendors, we're still going to go out and get quotes from our other partners and see if they're in better. And for the mounting brackets, although it doesn't make up a large portion of the request, we're going to reuse whatever we can. We'll only buy those, but we put into the bid if we have to replace every single one. That's the cost that's listed here. I also have a request for a floor amendment at the appropriate time to add a potential channel partner to use for this bid.
Director, some house cleaning. Could you mentioned at the very beginning that you'd like to amend the amount. Am I correct?
Not the amount.
That, right.
Just the list.
Just the list. Yep. Okay. Thank you so much. So
overall, we're increasing the spending authority for the original bid for computer equipment.
Right, but that number does not change in the paperwork we have here.
Correct.
Okay. So, all right, that's where it threw me off. Okay, so now the next part is to the city clerk, may I have a PCR? PCR 9823. For the record, bid 2024-051, computer hardware and related equipment, is now PCR 98-23. For the record, Director, you are looking to add another vendor in for the bid, and that vendor is 443 Technologies, 4 Research Drive, Suite 402, Shelton, Connecticut, 06484.
That is correct.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on this bid in, as discussed? Are there any questions, comments from this committee? Questions, comments from the council? This is him. Thank you, Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
You mentioned that this is going to pay paid for with ARPA funds.
It is an ARPA-funded project, yes.
And I think that's a very important and a very good use of these ARPA funds. I mean, this is not a sexy issue, but this is an issue that affects the entire city. It's a big expense. It helps the city run, and it's a necessary expense that, like you said, this is the new way of doing things with these subscriptions, and it's very technical. So I support that. And of course, I support the amendment of adding another vendor there. It's always good to have more options and more people bidding on our business. So I support that amendment as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Hi, Director.
Hi.
The I just want to clarify the council president's point. So the entire amount, which is $102,000, $22,000, $26, is going to be covered with APRA money, not just the additional $52,000.
Yeah, I want to separate, though. The $50,000, the original bid, is $50,000, which is our standard computer spend in a year. That's for computer replacements, non-special projects, but computer replacements, monitor replacements, cables, printers, just the normal replacements that we go through in a year. We cap that at $50,000, which is approximately one-third of our inventory, anticipating that a lifespan is about 3 years. So basically what we're trying to do is turn our inventory over every 3 years so that we don't get hit with a $150,000 year when all the computers are failing. So that's the original $50,000. This request, rather than coming in with a separate request for this, I'm just adding it to the original one. The reason being is, even though it was budgeted separately, it's computer equipment. The channel partners that sell it are the exact same channel partners that we use for PCs, laptops, printers, monitors, and everything else.
So it's the $52,022 that will be coming from ARPA money.
Fund. Yes.
Okay. The other question I have is on page 24, it gives a series of items under clients' responsibilities. There's 9 of them. Have we fulfilled all of those requirements?
We will.
Okay, so some we have and right. Some will, as this progresses, we will.
Right. Once again, this is a request. We went to a vendor. We have to have something in writing to be able to come in front of city council. So our standard procedure is to get a basic bid on it, a quote, but we don't act on the quote. We don't agree to anything. I'm not asking for it. This one in particular came from Wally. I'm not asking for them to be the sole vendor on this. We are still going to go back, get quotes from these other folks, whatever those quotes are, whatever the lowest quote is, we'll then evaluate it. Contractually, it's a standard agreement, so it's going to be the same for everybody, but we will evaluate each one on availability and price.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Okay, if I may have a recommendation on PCR 98-23 for the amendment.
Move favorable action.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. If I may have a motion on PCR 98-23 as amended.
Move favorable action.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Next is bid 2024-170, portable toilet and wash station rentals. This is found on page 43. Good evening, Director. How are you?
Good evening. Beverly Wiley, Director of Parks and Recreation.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation is requesting to piggyback on the state MPA 78 portable toilets and wash station rentals for a two-year term. We found that this is it's a much better deal, much better service, and much more favorable rates.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Councilwoman Travis.
Hello, Director. Do you have, are these going in certain locations, or they go by when someone needs to rent them?
I'm sorry, say it again.
She asked you to repeat the question.
Oh, you didn't hear me. Okay. I said, are these portable toilets and wash stations, are they going to certain places, or is it when you need something, like a festival or?
Yeah, they would be for special events. We'll be using them for special events, and also some will be stationary seasonal, like from Memorial Day through Columbus Day at the various parks and recreation locations, but we also will have them for available for special events. And that's the nice thing of it, is that it's a much more efficient use. If something came up that we needed them for tomorrow, I could call tonight and they would be delivered tomorrow. Much quicker access. They have money more availability of portable toilets and rest stations. And if in fact we had a big event where we needed some of the ones you've probably seen at weddings and stuff, the big trailers and things, that they do have those available if that was something that we needed as well. So there's much, much more of a variety, and the service is much, much better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any further questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Director.
Hi.
Do we have a contract for these two items now?
No, the contract expired that we had with Scituate.
Expired when?
It expired in June, the one that we had with Scituate.
And why did we just let it expire?
To be quite honest with you, when I first started this, I didn't realize the bid was coming up for renewal. And then it went and expired, and they did extend it. They did extend it for an additional month. And then I looked, and they looked and wanted to look at the state bid because the state bid was much more favorable.
So they extended it for a month, which means the month of June or the month of July?
It was the middle of June, so it was by the middle of July, and we were able to piggyback on the state bid after that.
And what have we been doing for the past month and a half for portable toilets and wash stations now?
I've been using the United Rentals.
You've been using United Rentals?
The state bid.
But that hasn't been approved.
Yes, I wasn't aware of that. Like I said, we don't have a secretary in the department. It's just myself and a recreation coordinator. Mm-hmm. So I went to purchasing, and this is what they suggested that I do.
So purchasing authorized the use of?
They authorized me to go to look at piggybacking on the state bid.
But did purchasing authorize you to use United Rentals for the past month and a half?
I really can't. I'm not saying they authorized it. That's what I did.
And what was the cost of that?
The cost is what's in this current bid.
No, I mean, what was the cost of using United Rentals for the past month and a half?
The cost per unit, the daily rental fee was $3.21 per regular unit and $4.96 per handicap unit.
But do we know, and I see the purchasing director is here, perhaps she might want to weigh in on this. Do we know what the cost is in totality from the middle of June to current day for the use or rentals of those portable toilets and workstations?
I don't have that. I can get that. I don't have that. I'd have to look up the bill from United.
Mr. Chairman, the purchasing director is here. I'd like to ask her if she knows the answer to that question.
I think that purchasing director, if you don't mind. Thank you. For the record, I'd like to go on record as stating that it's a valid question that can be asked, but also to give the director, any director, the opportunity to research and get you a valid answer of what those costs could be prior to calling them up during the bid package.
So for the record, and you can just carry this forward through the whole meeting, I have not called any department heads for anything that's in this binder. So just for the record. And being that we've just learned that we have a month and a half of use of rentals, I would expect that there is an accountability for the cost. Somebody had to approve this purchase. It wasn't approved by the council. So I think that it's fair to say we should know what the answer is, or someone should know what the answer is. That's why I'm asking. Thank you.
Understood, and the director is here. Okay. However, I will say it is not a surprise to this committee that you did not call anyone with questions prior, but we will continue with the director. And director, if you have an answer or if you have a solution of sending something at a later time, be my guest.
It shouldn't be a surprise. I agree with you. Thanks.
Okay, so Francis Gomez, purchasing director. After speaking briefly with Beverly, she told me that the total isn't more than $1,500, which I am able to approve. I have not seen a purchase order or a requisition come through for that month specifically. Regardless if she has put it through or not, she is still able to piggyback the MPA as long as it doesn't surpass the $2,500 limit that has to come here thereafter. That's what I have for now.
Thank you. Councilman?
So is this bid right now that we're approving for 1 year?
I'm requesting for two.
For 2 years.
That's what we had in the previous.
Mm-hmm.
And how long a time period per year are these two items being used? Is it throughout the whole year, or is it 6 months or 5 months?
It's about not quite 6 months. It's usually right after Memorial Day, right around Memorial Day through Columbus Day. Okay. And then we would also, if there was some special events, like for example, a Halloween event that we were doing that we needed them for the New Year's Eve. If we had New Year's Eve fireworks, we would need units for that. If we're Easter egg hunt, we would need units for that. But those would be special event units.
So about 6 months, $12,500 per year. So roughly about $2,100 a month.
Right,
pretty
right.
Accurate. So for a month and a half, it's probably around $3,000 to $3,500 is what that expense would probably be, right? Particularly with being July and August big times, right?
It might not even be that high.
Oh.
Because sometimes it's 1 day. We only use it for an event for 1 day.
I see.
They drop it off. It's like a 24-hour period. This group, they've been very efficient with that.
Okay. If the purchasing director could send me a copy of the invoices that go from the time of the 1 month extension to the current day when they're available, I'd appreciate that.
Director, thank you.
Francis Gomez, purchasing director. Beverly will be able to provide the invoices for that. And if she's not able to, then a request through the mayor's office to the finance department for those records would be ideal.
Thank you. I just made the request. The chief of staff is sitting right here, so he's well readily known that I've just made the request. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions from members of this council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
This is the time where I will go to the committee, I will go to the council, and then the public. If there are items within the bid package that someone would like to pull and discuss, with any questions, this would be the time. So I'd like to start with the committee. Is there anything within the committee that a member would like to discuss?
Thank you.
Yes, Councilwoman Travis.
2024-127.
Yes. 2024-127. That is item number 8. That is found on page 61. That is requested by Councilwoman Travis. Yes, item number 8 or bid number 8, bid 2024-127. Thank you. Are there any other items from the committee that would like? Thank you. Are there any items that the Council President McAllister?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 10, 2024-133, DPW infield mix.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's found on page 66. The President is requesting item number 10, bid 2024-133, infield mix, rebids. That's found on page 66. Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
Two items?
Yes, sir.
The next one up, the professional printing and mailing of recycling calendar, 2024-147.
Yes, sir.
And also on the following page, 2024-027, ADA improvements to crosswalks.
Thank you. So Councilman Ricks requests 2024-147, professional printing and mailing of recycling calendar. That is found on page 53. And you also requested 2024-027, ADA improvements to crosswalks. That is found on page 72.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Give me one moment. Thank you. Are there any other items? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. I'd like to have item number 7, 2024-167, found on page 57.
Thank you.
Item number 9, 2024-149, found on page 64.
Yes.
And the others that I had noted have already been identified. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any items from the bid package that members of the public would like to have discussed? Are there any items from the bid package that members of the public would like to have discussed? You're all set. Okay. Thank you. We will go in order. I will begin with item number 6, which is bid 2024-147, professional printing and mailing of recycle calendars. This is requested by Councilman Ricks and found on page 53. Christy, if you don't mind, do the introduction. Then Councilman Ricks, you have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. I was taking a look at this item, and I'm glad that we were able to receive that lowest qualified bid in particular, because it stands out to me how much some of these other bids are on top of that over what that particular bid was. And it seems that even this lowest qualified bid, it's these prices seem to just go up every single year pretty consistently. I remember when the printing and mailing of the recycling calendar was under a dollar a unit. Now it's at more like a dollar and a quarter a unit. But I understand with inflation, the cost of postage, everything else, naturally that happens. And I think that it's still a really excellent deal for the city. I was thinking in terms of inflation and how much this really costs in real dollars. Pardon my quick comment here, that back when I started out on the council, fast food restaurants had a dollar menu. Fast food restaurants no longer have a dollar menu. You really can't get much of anything for a dollar. But if we can give everybody, every household in Warwick, a recycling calendar that's helping the city really be more efficient, helping the residents be more informed, all for the cost of a dollar and a quarter, that's a fantastic deal, including the postage. So I suppose one other quick comment on that would be that since the city council had approved recognizing the day of February 9th as Joe Gallucci Day a couple of years ago, if we could also include that on the calendar, of course, won't affect recycling or trash pickup, but I think that since it's something recognized by the city, what more appropriate place to recognize it than the city's calendar? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Councilman. You know, I'd like also to add to what you're saying. You're absolutely right. This is a small thing to do. It's also, people get excited. They submit their photos of the city that they live in and love. There's a contest of selecting the photos that can go in the calendar, and people really do enjoy having the calendar, plus the added fact that it gives them all the phone numbers and the weekly pickups that are needed. But also, you're absolutely correct. It would be great to see something I didn't never thought of. It would be wonderful to see resolutions and that were put forward by this body over the years honoring Warwick citizens in the Warwick calendar. I know that would take some research, but that's a great idea. Thank you. Are there any further questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. I too would like to congratulate you on that, Councilman Ricks, with recognition to Councilman Gallucci. That is a great idea. Christy, on these calendars, we all know that, you know, over the years there has been some issues with these calendars from time to time. And are there, or is there one person or a couple of people who will be proofreading all of the items that will go on the calendar to ensure that everything is accurate?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And is that someone from your department, or is that someone from elsewhere, or is
there's
that
multiple
someone you?
People. There's multiple people that review the proof of the calendar. It's uh-huh. developed in-house so we can make any changes necessary.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Ma'am, please. We ask that you just identify yourself and speak into the microphone towards the committee. Thank you.
Ann Sheridan. I've spent the last two and a half years with Councilman Ricks on a property tax committee, and I would like to see this calendar issued with a list of property tax exemptions as a separate flyer. I mean, it's important to the seniors and people in the city that know what's going on, and every year we go through the same thing. In the last several years, I've posted all of these exemptions on my Nextdoor page, and I get tons of people saying, I don't realize that. It's a lovely calendar. It's very informative. It comes out at the right time. Clearly, the assessor would like to get the things in before March 15th, and I know that Warwick extends it till February, to November, which a lot of people don't, a lot of cities and towns don't, but it would be really helpful if we get this message and have a venue to get it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Christy, that duly noted?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Any further comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next will be bid 2024-167, Easy Workforce Software Maintenance and Cloud Services. This is recommended by Councilman Lattiser on page 57. Director, if you could do the identify, then Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor. Thank you.
Phil Carlucci, IT Director.
Thank you. First of all, good job on getting this done with a 0% increase. That's pretty significant given the climate that we're dealing with the past several years up to current day.
I'd like to take credit for that, but honesty, it was just what they offered us. There was a little tantalizing of integration with Munis potential in the future. So they said, okay, we can keep the price the same. So
good. Well, kudos to them. In the second paragraph, it says this system provides digital time clock, handles electronic work scheduling and time off request management. It is currently used in all public works departments, Warwick Sewer Authority, and the Information Technology Division. Are there any other departments that use this software or should use this software or could use this software?
We're actually at a crossroads at that question. It's a good question. We have Munis modules that would be similar to functionality that's offered here. We don't own them. We'd have to purchase them, implement them, and all that good stuff. We are, my department is working with the rest of the departments right now to evaluate what does Munis offer. Obviously, it's preferable to have an integrated system as long as the pricing is reasonable. This pricing, certainly at the time, is a lot less than what Munis offered, but there are efficiency opportunities that we might be able to get. So we're in the midst of that project. Sometime probably over the next year, we're going to be making a directional decision either to migrate everyone over to the Munis system, implement that, and start to migrate people, or we'll start to utilize this in different functions. Not all departments use time clocks. Most of the time clocks we had were the old cards. They all went away because they didn't support them anymore. They've been replaced with these digital time clocks. Office workers probably, my department doesn't use a time clock. We use the system for recording time off of a phone app. We use the system off of a PC to request time off and to keep track of balances. So all that we're doing without the time clock piece of it, but it would be available to other departments from a functionality standpoint.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Next is bid 2024-127, food concessionaire services, vending machine provider in various locations. Chrissy, please identify, and then it'll go right to Councilwoman Travis, who will have the floor.
Chris Moretti, Public Works.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hello.
Now, these food concession services vendors, these are the ones that we have inside the buildings, right?
Yes, this bid was for the concession stands at the ice rinks. And we also included there's some vending machines in different departments. We did not get any responses on that portion. So the what we're awarding is revenue generated, $16,000 for 2 years for the vending machines at the rink pool and the concession stand in the rink.
And this is a revenue?
Yes.
This is the revenue, okay. And I just wanna make sure that, you know, people made it clear that this was the one for inside and it wasn't the ones that we used to have like down at Oakland Beach or Mickey Stevens or any of those.
Right, products. That's a completely separate bid from this one.
All right, I know that, but I wanna make sure people that actually heard that. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Rex.
I was a little bit surprised that there was only one vendor that actually provided a bid out of all of those that were contacted. So let's see. I don't specifically recall this particular item in previous years. I was curious, is it typical for contract to be at around this rate? I take it that it's $8,000 a year for 2 years for the total of the $16,000?
So we actually increased the electricity fee $500 a year. So instead of $2,000, it's $2,500. So the first year, I believe, is $7,500, and the second year, I'm sorry. The first year is $7,500, the second year is $8,500 for a total of $16,000 for 2 years.
Well, that's good to be aware of. Okay. And how does that compare, the approximately $7,500 or $8,500 compared to similar contracts in previous years?
The contracts have it's a 2 year bid. So the previous bid was $7,000 and $8,000. So it was $15,000, but we increased the electricity fee by $500. So it's another $1,000.
Well, that's good to hear that we did get a competitive bid. So yeah, I certainly wouldn't take issue with that, considering that the amount that did ultimately come in is competitive. I was going to suggest, if this was a situation where we only have the one bidder come in and it's not a particularly competitive bid, we could always list it again, since, especially because we have more flexibility to do so as a revenue item. But from this information, it seems that everything is in order. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Christy, I assume the people who provide these machines, they're the ones that set the price of the items that are being purchased from the machines?
Yes, they do.
They are. And the only increase to the city in the last 2 years was because you had increased their electric charge, correct?
Correct.
So to us, there is no increase. Do you know, have they increased the price in the machines to the people who are using them?
This bid used to be handled by Public Works, then it went to Recreation for a little bit, and then it came back to Public Works. So this is only the second time since it's come back that we've had to bid it. So I'm not 100% sure what the prices are, and honestly, I don't use them, so I don't know what the prices are.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if, you know, that's the case, if they're still charging the same prices they were 2 years ago, because they're only giving us the same amount 2 years later. Thankfully, you were able to generate the increase in electricity. I just think it'd be interesting from a business perspective to take a look at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public on this bid? Questions, comments from members of the public on this bid? Thank you. Next will be bid 2024-149, precast items for manhole and catch basins. This is requested by Councilman Lattisor. It's found on page 64. Christy, please identify, and Councilman, you have the floor.
Chris Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. So it's clear that there were no bids submitted for this item. I don't recall you having problems in the past getting vendors for this. Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
And how did you go about choosing this particular company, Old Castle APG?
This company is the, they used to bid. As far as I know, there's not a lot of companies that provide this. I mean, we could probably get cinder blocks at, you know, Lowe's or something, but, you know, we get a better price, obviously, through someone that manufactures these things. So they're right in Cranston. We've been doing business with them for as long as I've been in the Department of Public Works and probably before that. So we do try to put it out to bid to see if there's anybody else that's interested, but we get no responses. So I'd probably say for the last 4 years, it's been a 56-6.
So including this company,
yes,
that has been doing business with us for a good amount of time, they chose not to bid either. So I assume someone from the department had to reach out to them and ask them for a price, right?
I'm sorry, what do you mean for a price?
Well, you're looking for an amount, the funding request in the amount of $14,000. So I assume someone from DPW or purchasing emailed or picked up the phone and called this Old Castle and asked them if they're interested in doing business with us.
No, the whole reason that we're doing it this way is because we don't get any responses to the bid. So essentially, this vendor under 56-6 can charge us whatever they want. However, I will say that I've never had an issue where we've been grossly overcharged for anything, and we've also had never had any issues getting material when we need it.
Did anyone reach out to any other companies for pricing?
No.
No. Any particular reason why?
As I just stated, this is the only company that, as far as I'm aware of, that wholesales these materials. And it's, I mean, there's a whole list of stuff that we would put out to bid, but if we can't get any responses, we still need the material. We have jobs pending, so we're trying to, you know, expedite it the best way we can, mm-hmm, and not hold up things that,
sure,
need to be fixed.
No, I understand that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, sir? Yeah. Just please identify. Thank you.
James Italiani on West Shore. Question, if we don't reach out to other people with the possibility of supplying that product, how would we know if we're getting a good deal now? Thank you.
I'm not aware of anyone else that we can reach out to for these products. So if there is something, I'd be welcome. I'd be open to that information. But to my knowledge, this is Anchor Concrete is a nationwide company with locations across the states. And we have one here in Cranston that is our local dealer.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chrissy. Next, we will move on to bid 2024-133, infield mix. This is a rebid. Council President McAllister, this is found on page 66.
Yes, Chrissy, just where does the infield mix, where do you use that?
Infield mix would be used on ball fields like City Park or Mickey Stevens, any of the baseball diamonds or softball fields. That's where it would be.
That the city maintains,
yes,
and stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Chrissy, just to be clear, if you wouldn't mind, please, just identifying, I understand, for the record, you did not leave the podium from the last question, but if you don't mind, please re-identify.
Chrissy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you so much. Any further questions, comments, Mr. President? Thank you. Is there any questions, comments for members of this committee? Questions, comments for members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Chrissy, is there any reason why this has come before us at the last minute?
It's not at the last minute. It was a rebid. We didn't get any responses the first time, so it had to be re-advertised. So we had to go through the whole process a second time.
When did you advertise the first time?
was advertised Monday, June 19th, 2023.
June 19th. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item that we will discuss is bid 2024-027, ADA improvements to crosswalks. This is requested by Councilman Ricks, and this is found on page 72. Christy, if you don't mind identifying, and then Councilman Ricks, you have the floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. First, I wasn't sure if there may be any other council members who had any questions on this. I know that it's a, let's see, I see that this item is specific to Ward 5, the ARPA funds. But yeah, my question is exactly what the nature of this is. Are the ADA improvements a matter of the curb cuts, or is it a matter of everything that's necessary to place a sidewalk, excuse me, a crosswalk there, including the curb cuts and the placement of the, I know that it's not actually paint, but the markings, et cetera?
So this is the curb cuts to put in that slope, and along with the matting that goes into the crosswalk itself, so whoever's needs to use it can get. It doesn't include the striping. We'll do that ourselves. But yeah, it does the, it's the whole curb cut, remove the curb, put in the slopes.
Oh, thank you. That was all.
Thank you, Councilman. And the similar thing was done on Sandy Lane as well as Strawberry Field. We did three different crosswalks. Ward 3 used the ARPA funds that was allocated from the $1.8 million from the administration and the council to do ward repairs. And we had three, total of eight, but three crosswalks done on Sandy Lane. And then we also had one done on Strawberry Field with the flashers. And they brought them up to date with the new ADA standards. And so even though there were curbs there, but there were new standards that we had to meet. So that was included within that. So this is very, very similar. Councilman Lattisor, I refer to you before I go to the committee.
Yes, thank you. Obviously, I'm very happy that the curb cuts, and hoping soon the signs and the crosswalk will be completed, but very happy that the curb cuts have been done. Christy, this amount here, it says, increase the award amount by $9,950 for a total award of $49,750. Is that total for all the crosswalks that have been done?
That the original amount was for the crosswalks that were done in Ward 3, and the $9,950 was to add the crosswalk in your ward.
Okay,
so it is for all five of them.
The cost of the curb cuts in my ward at St. Kevin's, that's $9,950?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions for members of this council? Questions, comments for members of the public? Questions, comments for members of the public? Thank you. At this time, I would seek a motion on the full consent calendar vote.
I move favorable action.
I have a motion for favorable action on PCR 96-23 and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 6:15 p.m. and correction. Oh, I apologize. Yes, you're absolutely right. Thank you. No, thank you. May I have a motion for the minutes, for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on August 21st?
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 6:15, and the Warwick Finance Committee is closed.
The next committee to meet is the Ordinance Committee, and that can take place at this time.